Hello and welcome to the very first Microsoft Ignite. I'm Alex Bradley. It's fantastic to be here at the first Microsoft Ignite. We've got 23,000 of the technology professionals from around the world. We're really excited to have everybody here. The world is watching as everybody comes and joins us here in Chicago. Welcome. I'm your host for the live coverage of two major keynote events, and I'd like to not only welcome the in-person attendees, but all of you watching around the globe online. In less than 30 minutes, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella takes the stage behind me to discuss the company's ambitions and the importance of technology in empowering people. Keep your eye on the countdown clock there in the top right. We are just 29 minutes until the keynote kicks off. Coming up in our keynote pre-show this morning, we are going to take you backstage here at McCormick Place with a behind-the-scenes report from Microsoft Corporate Vice President Brad Anderson. We will provide some context for this event as we hear from Microsoft's General Manager, Julia White, and we meet some of the attendees as they arrive for the keynote. I'm joined on stage here at the back of the keynote hall by Joey Snow. I'm sure he's familiar to many of you from his work on Channel 9. I'm glad to have him join me to help with our keynote broadcast. He and the entire Channel 9 team will be streaming live all week from Ignite, and you can tune in anytime for that and all of the sessions at ignite.microsoft.com. For the keynotes today, Joey is here to relay social media conversations. Hopefully we can add your tweets. All you have to do is tweet using the hashtag MSIgnite. I've got Twitter down here and I'm catching up. Thank you so much for joining us, Joey.
Hey, thank you, Alex. And I want to let you know that we are looking for all of you, whether you're the worldwide audience or you're here in the big room, to give us your chance to give you a chance to sound off. Let us know exactly what you are looking forward to see from Microsoft today. I've got my eye on that Twitter stream, so tweet us using the hashtag MSIgnite and let us know where you're tuning in from. And to everyone logging in around the world, whether you're just waking up, whether you're staying up late, or just joining us here in the big room, Alex, they've got to tweet us now.
All right, fantastic. Well, first things first, like we're covering the keynote this morning, and we're going to have a keynote post-show after this.
Correct.
But with the Channel 9, tell me about the difference between what we're doing here and what you're going to be doing with Channel 9 Live.
So in this first kind of pre-show and post-show segments, we're really kind of give you that big, broad Microsoft story, kind of cover all of the items that were covered in the keynote and the things that Satya Nadella and Brad Anderson and Gurdeep and Joe are going to talk about. But more importantly, when we get to Channel 9, we'll actually be able to go deeper and have those deep dive discussions with some of the key engineering folks here at Microsoft.
Got it, and then that complements all of the sessions that are also live streamed as well.
Absolutely, because we are live streaming all of the sessions. When those sessions go to break, we've got one room that is dedicated to be streamed to. When that session goes to break, that's where we take over at the Channel 9 Live stage here in Chicago, and we get those deep technical interviews for everybody at home.
All right, well, you're going to be joining me later on, not only for the post-show for this morning's keynote, but we've got the afternoon keynote with Harry Shum, the Executive Vice President for Microsoft Technology and Research, and we're doing the same pre and post, so I'll look forward to that later on as well.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I'm looking forward to it.
Great, thanks, Jay. All right, well, in addition to Satya Nadella, we will hear from three Microsoft Corporate Vice Presidents. Joey mentioned them just now, this morning.
Yeah.
We've got Joe Belfiore, Gurdeep Singh Pal, and Brad Anderson. Brad, in particular, is a veteran of many Microsoft keynotes, and he was kind enough to capture the scene backstage. Let's take a look.
Thanks, Alex. Hey, everybody. It's just literally a couple of minutes before we're going to come out and start the keynote. Right there's the door, the curtains that we walk through to get out onto the keynote stage. We thought we'd just give you a little bit of a view of what happens backstage here and just the amazing amount of work that it takes to put on an event like this. First of all, if you look over here, you can actually see our CEO Satya's green room. He's back there getting on his final touches, getting all ready to come out and talk to the stage prior before he comes out for you. Watch for that. Now let me walk you through, you know, what we call here the demo section. And literally what you see here is every one of the demos up on stage is live, most of them actually coming across the internet from the cloud. What's back here is it's for every demo, there's a set of individuals that are monitoring the demos for us. And up on stage, we actually have dual systems. In case anything happens, we can flip over from the primary to the secondary. But there's dozens of people back here making sure that everything is going well for all the demos. And there's an incredible amount of demos in today's keynote. If you turn around and look behind us here, you can actually see that's a full movie theater there, a full production trailer. Literally, what's going to allow us to be able to broadcast this globally to the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that'll watch this live and on demand. But you know, hey, I had to save my energy for the keynote, so I'm gonna go ahead and sit down here and give you a tour of a little bit more. You know, let me give you some information about the venue. The venue here could actually hold 5 football fields. We've actually been here setting up for 11 days. We had to bring in 53, 55-foot trailers with all the equipment and everything that we needed to pull off the event. There's 15,000 seats out in the main keynote area, more than 20,000 IT professionals here at the event today. One of the biggest events we've ever had for IT professionals. You know, look above you, the little trusses you see up there? There's 1.5 miles of truss and 380 engines that actually pulled all of that up and is supporting both the movie screens as well as the lights that you see. Just a couple minutes to go. We can't wait to get started and come out and talk about what we think the future for IT is. Thanks, Alex.
All right, thank you, Brad. Well, when he goes on stage later this morning, Brad is going to be talking about empowering modern IT and delivering products that are flexible, open, and secure. After the keynote, Brad and the other keynote speakers will join us here on set. That is a great chance to get your questions answered. All you have to do is tweet us using the hashtag MSIgnite. Joe Belfiore is going to be talking about more personal computing, which is more important than ever. And we're just following on from Build last week in San Francisco. So it's really interesting to think about how the news and the conversations we're having at Build for the developer audience, how that relates to this week and Microsoft Ignite. After Joe, Gurdeep Singh Pal will be discussing reinventing productivity and what that means for all of us in enterprise technology. And for those of us just joining, welcome. We are live in Chicago with about 23 and a half minutes to go until Satya Nadella and the Microsoft Ignite keynotes. Joining me now, Julia White is one of our speakers this morning and a key demoer. And, well, thank you for joining us. It must be a little bit of a busy morning for you.
It's busy, but it's great.
Awesome. Well, first things first, you've been involved in, you know, Ignite from the early planning days.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, what is Ignite for a start?
Yeah, well, it's the first time we're bringing together all of our different communities from across the whole company, right? And kind of, we used to have individual different events, but this is our chance to bring everyone together and have a kind of a monumental moment for the company, but also for our community.
Now, what's interesting about that is, I totally get that, and the sense of scale. I mean, we've got, you know, over 23,000 people here. It's amazing. But we had previous conferences, you know, SharePoint, Exchange, TechEd, all these sort of different bits and pieces. Tell us a little bit about the strategy as to, you know, they were working really well, so what's been the strategy for combining into this one Microsoft Ignite?
Yeah, we know the primary reason was actually feedback from our customers they wanted to understand how our technologies work together, and increasingly as things move to the cloud too, really thinking about how they all build on each other. And also as people think about, you know, a lot of running on premises, and that's super important, and lots of new server news today, but also how do you integrate that with the cloud and looking at that very holistically. So a lot of dialogue with customers that kind of was a genesis of where we are today.
Fantastic. And has that been explicit in the planning for today in terms of, you mentioned on-premises and you mentioned cloud, and sometimes, you know, people fall into one of the two camps. You know, how have you been thinking about that as we've been thinking about the strategy and the content that we're building out this week?
Yeah, and the reality is the world is both, and it will be both for a long time. And that's our partnership with our customer base of how do we bridge that, and what's that look like, and how do we do it better than anybody?
Got it. And tell me a little bit about what you're excited for this week at Ignite.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the best part of these conferences is that I get to spend the whole week meeting with customers and partners and hanging out, and it's such a wonderful time to immerse yourself in how people are using our technology, and it really brings it to life, and it makes all the hard work we do back in Redmond worth it.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the keynote this morning and your role in the keynote.
Well, I get the cool stuff. I get to show all the cool technology, so I feel very fortunate.
And which part, you know, so we're talking about there's the more personal computing, reinventing productivity, and then, the more intelligent cloud. Where do you fit into that?
Right. Well, of course I'm the productivity. I mean, that's what I do.
All right, but it's not, you do actually think more broadly than just, say, Office 365.
And
you think, and you're going to be demoing a little bit more than just Office
365. Of course, yeah. I mean, and productivity is not just Office. I mean, it's about Windows, it's about CRM, it's Power BI, it's our hardware, and so, yeah, I mean, my story is productivity, but that touches every part of the company, absolutely.
I think that's a really important point, because when, you know, Satya or we talk about those ambitions and reinventing productivity being one of them, people often think, you know, productivity is analogous to Office or Office 365,
no,
and it's actually not.
No, and more personal computing is not just Windows either. It really, I mean, these are company ambitions, and they go end to end across what we do.
Which brings us right back to why Ignite. You know, it's bigger than just any singular product.
Right, it makes awesome. So much sense. It's going to be great.
Julia, thanks so much, and have a fantastic demo out there.
Thanks.
Awesome. Well, Julia's going to join us after the keynote to review the morning. Really looking forward to that, and it's going to be fantastic. We're going to look at all of those bits of the keynote and have some commentary, and we'd love to get your thoughts and questions as well. So all you have to do is tweet us using the hashtag MSIgnite. As you may be aware, the Ignite conference is sold out and the city is buzzing. More than 23,000 technology professionals are in Chicago. Satya Nadella will be coming to the stage right behind us, live in just a few minutes. If you're watching from around the world, we wish you were here, and we'd love to include your voice. As I mentioned, just tweet us using hashtag MSIgnite. Tell us what you're looking for and where you're watching from. Still to come, we talk to a few of our attendees right here in the hall, and Joey is going to share some of the early buzz from social media as we continue live from Microsoft Ignite. Live from Chicago, this is Microsoft Ignite. I am Alex Bradley, your host for the keynote pre-show. Keep your eye on the countdown clock. There are just 17 minutes away from the keynote. Please stay with us after the keynote for live coverage, interviews, and analysis. All right, while Joey Snow is tracking the buzz on social media, Joey, what's happening out there?
Alex, it's early on, and I'll tell you what, there is a big buzz happening right here. Everybody from all around the globe, as well as in the room, have started to communicate to us using that hashtag MSIgnite. So let's take a look at what they're saying. So it looks like Meryl Moreau says it's her first day at Ignite, and keynote with Satya Nadella is about to begin. Waiting for the new announcements to come. Happy to be here. We're happy to have you. Dave Mueller says, holy mackerel, Microsoft is igniting. This is going to be an amazing conference. Ruta Mitra says, it's going to be an awesome week. I can't agree more. Bitten says, signed up for the keynote, watching the event at the Lab Center all the way from Sweden. And finally, we got DVD Melamed. Today, we're getting serious at MSIgnite. The keynote is only a few minutes away, getting ready for all of those new announcements. So while you are watching the keynote, please tweet me your questions that you may have for Jill Belfiore, Brad Anderson, and Gurdeep Singh Kaul using the hashtag MSIgnite. They're going to join us live on stage as part of our post-keynote coverage. So please send us your input. And by the way, you can send us the input throughout the day as well. We'll get it up here right here. Alex?
All right, Joey, one of the tweets that you showed me a couple of days ago, actually I think it was a Facebook post, was around one of our MVPs or most valued professionals who are here talking about this being the first day of school. You know, why did that resonate with you?
You know, I'll tell you what, it's not just that it's the first day of school, it's the first day of school at a new school. It's a new event, a new conference, and there's a big buzz. All of us are kind of wandering around trying to figure out exactly what it is that we're trying to get from the event and get from point A to point B. We did a few Ignite 101 sessions to get people kind of started. You can catch those on ignite.microsoft.com on a replay. And by the way, Alex, I've managed to find Joe who wrote that tweet. We're going to talk to him in just a few minutes.
Ah, fantastic. That's actually quite serendipitous. I didn't even know that he was one of the people that you've grabbed. So for those, thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about Channel 9, and you've got a partner in crime who's going to be joining you throughout the week.
Yes, actually, I have more than one partner in crime. I've got the entire Channel 9 live IT guy lineup. We've got Rick Claus with me here, who's my Countdown show cohort. I've also got Matt McSpirit joining us, and Simon May, David Tessar. We're going to be talking those deeper kind of technical interviews covering scenarios anywhere from the cloud. We're going to be doing some office talks. We're also going to have some great conversation around DevOps, which is one of these great new movements that's happening in IT. So it's going to be a fantastic week. Stay tuned right here at Microsoft, ignite.microsoft.com. In between those sessions, we'll be doing the Channel 9 live interviews.
So Mr. McSpirit, I'm glad you've got a Brit on your team. It's important.
We have two, Simon Mayers as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, the quality bar is very high.
I see that.
Tell me a little bit about, I mean, we've talked about the broadcast, and that's about bringing the online audience in, and we've got a fantastic, you know, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people watching today.
Absolutely.
But it's also about the 23,000 people who are here, and we've got a special celebration on Thursday night. Tell us a little bit about that.
I tell you what, we have Chicago's Grammy-nominated, multi-platinum award-winning act, Fallout Boy, is going to be here. But more importantly, there are over 30 restaurants from around the Chicago area that are going to bring an amazing taste of Chicago to this event. This celebration is going to be something really to see. So awesome. Those of us who were lucky enough to join us, invite you all to join us to that. Join us for that on Thursday night. And of course, if you're watching at home, we haven't left you out either. We begin the day every day at 8:45 a.m. with a kind of a highlight reel, where Rick and I start live, show you the highlight reel of exactly what's happened at Ignite. We've got something special for that attendee celebration planned. I know you're in the know on that one.
Awesome, well thanks Jerry.
Hey, thanks Alex.
And interestingly, that attendee celebration is going to be right here in the hall behind me, and it's just going to be totally transformed between now and Thursday afternoon. But right now, here this morning, it's filling up. I'd like to welcome those of you who are getting seated. Please make yourselves comfortable. I have a favor to ask you. Could you please silence your mobile phones, or for the Americans, the cell phones? And remember, please don't use the flash on your camera if and when you take photos. We'd really appreciate that, and I know the speakers and demos would as well. So thanks again for joining us here at Ignite. Right. As mentioned, to get a pulse of what's going on, Joey is chatting with some of our attendees down on the hall floor. Joey, who have you got to talk to?
Hey, Alex, thanks a lot. And I have scoured the hall as well as Twitter. I have found Microsoft Most Valuable Professional and a speaker, Naomi Moneypenny. How are you, Naomi?
I'm doing wonderful. Excited to be here.
I am super excited as well. Thank you for joining us. So, you said you're excited. What is it about this conference that you're most excited about?
Wow, I think it's everything. It's like the whole cross-platform message is coming out. It's really exciting to see both the infrastructure plus the productivity apps, and then really looking at what we can build on top of that. So it's like all of the technologies together, and it's like such an exciting event to be at.
So you've been in, how long have you been in Chicago?
Since yesterday afternoon.
And what are you feeling as a sense of buzz from your peers and your colleagues and other people that you've been associating with?
Right, it's been awesome. So far, I've seen a lot of the MVP community, and we're really excited about seeing this event too, but really being able to connect with some of the customers and other developers that are here too. And I think it's really exciting to be able to see some of the product managers. So I've been having a great time just networking with the Microsoft folks too. So there's a great buzz, a great vibe, and we're so excited to see all the announcements that are going to go on this week.
Okay, so I know you're a speaker and I know you're an MVP, but I bet you come to this conference with a laundry list of questions that you want answered. Talk to us about, you know, how do you approach that? Even somebody, you know, who interacts with the engineering team so often, how do you approach this event in getting those questions answered from those folks?
Well, first is to actually have your questions, right? It's like, right, you've got to define the goal inside of this conference. So you have to understand what you're trying to do from a networking perspective, but also from a product group perspective. So what are the technical questions that you need answered about your specific company or your organization's infrastructure or the hybrid scenarios or whatever the issue is that you want to look at? So thinking about how you can actually articulate that question and then go find the connections, right? Go ask people for who can connect you with the right people, and then use things like Ask the Experts tomorrow afternoon, you know, in the expo hall. So you'll be able to connect with a lot of the speakers there and then be able to ask more questions. So it's just, you know, adding on to that process and keep iterating, and use Yammer, of course, as well, if you want to be able to connect with people, right? So it's a good way to connect and find those people.
Naomi, it's been so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to send you on your way.
Thank you.
And Alex, listen, we saw one of those tweets that we had coming from Sweden where they have a watch party. I found that out. I did a little bit of work behind the scenes, and I'm bringing my buddy Fredrik Nilsson on. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. You?
Okay, so I'm fantastic. You've come all the way from Sweden?
Yeah.
I want to know, why did you make this trek to come to this first ever Microsoft Ignite?
I want to be in the center of IT, and I think Chicago is actually in the center of IT at the moment.
Excellent. What are you most excited to see about this morning or through the week?
I'm most excited about all the new announcements. The nano server, that would be brilliant.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Finally, what are you hearing from your colleagues and friends, whether they're back home at Sweden or here in person? As far as the event is concerned, is there buzz, is there excitement?
Yeah, it is a buzz.
Excellent.
Yes,
excellent.
Yeah.
Frederick, thank you so much. Wave to your friends back home in Sweden there.
Hi!
Alex, we'll be right back with even more for you. Take it away.
Awesome, thanks, Jay. Well, we are just 9.5 minutes away from the start of Microsoft Ignite, the final countdown of the keynotes, after this short break. It's under 10 minutes until Satya Nadella kicks off Microsoft Ignite. If you're just joining us, welcome. Joey is talking with arriving attendees as we speak. Joey, who have you got to speak to now?
Hey, thanks, Alex. And I mentioned I was going to do this earlier, and here we are. Joe Kelly, the guy behind the new school, first day of school post. Give us a little bit more about what were you thinking about that post and what kind of inspired it?
Well, because there's so many people that are new coming to this event and so many veterans of other conferences, it's so nice to see everyone coming together and learning from the first time at this new event and seeing how it really goes, like opening your mind a bit to accepting what's changed, because it's not the same as other conferences.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you attended a brand new school? Is that what kind of got it going?
Yeah. My first year going to high school, it was a brand new high school. So the seniors and the freshmen, it's the first day at that same school together. So we all learned how to get our way around the halls, find out where everything was. So yeah, it seemed to apply to this pretty accurately.
It's actually a brilliant post. We really appreciate you doing that. I want to ask you, you've been in town for a couple of days now. I know that we've run across each other at a few different events and talking with fellow folks who are attending. What is the sense that you're getting from them about what they want to see here at Ignite?
Oh, a huge buzz around cloud and what the new announcements are. I mean, after hearing what we heard last week and what we're bound to hear this week, I think everybody's just excited for what the next iteration of all the cloud and hybrid technologies are.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Joe. I know it was last minute. I'm so happy I could get you. That was a brilliant post. Alex, we've got more coming up. Back to you, sir.
Fantastic. Thank you, Joey. All right, well, thank you for joining us on the pre-show. Once we finish here, we will move to the main stage for the keynotes. Stay tuned once they wrap up. We will be right back here with you on our set to discuss the keynotes with the speakers themselves. Really excited to have them all come and join us. And they're going to be answering not only my questions, but your questions as well. So be sure to send those throughout the keynote, both if you're in the room or watching online, by tweeting using the hashtag MSIgnite. More than 23,000 people have made their way to Chicago for one of Microsoft's largest live events in our history. Joey Snow has joined us back on stage and is listening to you, our audience, both in person and online.
Hey, Alex, thanks Thanks a lot. There is a great cross-section of viewers that are tweeting with the hashtag MSIgnite, both here in the room as well as those of you joining from our worldwide audience. Let's take a look at some of those tweets that we have here. Cloud Amore says the atmosphere is growing here at Ignite. Cannot wait for the keynote speakers. Peter Greengrow says he's excited to be at Ignite, particularly at a time when so many interesting things are happening at Microsoft. I see it. I sense a theme here, Alex. Tuning in for Ignite keynote with Satya Nadella and the company. It's going to be a game changer. And he, of course, hashtagged Office 365 in SharePoint. Andreas says, today's keynote is here. This will be a milestone for all on-prem administrators to start thinking about cloud first. Finally, we've got Mega Master X. I'm quite looking forward to what's in store in regards to Azure at Ignite. We're being watched, as I mentioned, not only around the world, but by the thousands here in Chicago's McCormick Place. Don't forget to live tweet during those keynotes. We want to share your reaction as well as your questions to our keynote speakers when we come back after the keynote for a post-show. Alex?
Fantastic. All right, thank you, Joey. And thank you, everyone, for watching both online and in person. For those in the room, another quick reminder, please no flash cameras during the keynote, and also please make sure to silence your tablets, PCs, phones, and of course, for those of you who still have them, pagers. Joey, you have been to scores of these events. Tell me a little bit, what are you most looking forward to this week?
You know, Alex, this is such a great time at Microsoft. We have just so much momentum as we've moved from convergence and through build. Honestly, I'm looking to see that kind of expansion on some of the things that were announced at Build last week. Looking at things, I'm a server guy, there's no question about that. So anything that's happening both from an on-premises solution as well as all the way up to the cloud. And then even more importantly, Alex, how can we weave in those pieces, those productivity pieces that really are essential? Because in IT today, it's super important that we start driving to help the business.
Now, let's bring it back to today and the flow of today a little bit. We've got the keynotes this morning, and then after lunch, we move into the foundational sessions.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the difference between what we're doing here in the keynote and the foundationals.
The easiest way that I can describe this is keynote is kind of at that 30,000 foot level. You're going to get a broad sense of information from Satya and the rest of the speakers. But then, I'll use a term that we use internally quite a bit, the double click down, right? Going to that next level down, maybe that 15,000 foot level where you can start to get into each of these individual categories, whether it be things on premises, whether it be Azure related, or even the combination of the two with Mark Krasinovich and Jeffrey Snover. That's going to be an amazing foundation session.
Yep.
Office 365 with Julia, who you had earlier today. SQL Server, hey, and even there's a foundational session. This is happening tomorrow. Most of the foundational sessions are actually happening today. There's a special one tomorrow on Exchange 2016,
so
I'm excited about.
Just like all of the other sessions, they'll be broadcast live and then also available on demand on ignite.microsoft.com.
Absolutely, we will have one room that's streamed, and then as we have those multiple foundational sessions, you can always catch those at ignite.microsoft.com.
All right, well, I'm looking at that countdown clock. It's under 2 minutes to go.
I'm excited.
I know. Now, after those foundational keynotes, I think the expo opens up and we've got a little bit of a welcome reception. Tell us, have you been through the expo yet?
I had an opportunity just to very quickly walk through it. It's really impressive. I've been to a ton of these events. Much like when I walked into this room when we first came in,
How many days do you think it took to lay out all of the 15,000 chairs in this room?
I have to admit, probably 2-3 days.
2 days.
2 days just to put out the chairs.
Yep.
Let alone all the other stuff that Brad actually mentioned earlier.
He did, and I've been given a cheat sheet. There are 1.5 miles of overhead truss and 380 chain motors to put it all in place.
Wow.
The scale is phenomenal. I mean, it really is amazing.
It is absolutely massive. I've been in big rooms before. At other events, this one takes the cake. It's very impressive and amazing how quickly it all comes together once we arrive on site.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, we briefly mentioned the expo. Is the expo just Microsoft or Microsoft and partners or just partners? Tell us about that.
So it's everything. We kind of have a Microsoft solutions zone. So those of you who are here in person can come get those questions answered, as Naomi mentioned in our interview. But we have a bunch of fantastic partners that are here with us. But we really couldn't do this event without them. I'll tell you what, as somebody who comes from an IT background, I spent a lot of time looking at partner solutions. They really kind of complement the things that we're doing. And so I highly encourage everybody, take a moment, go visit those partners, say hello, say thank you. We've got an amazing reception tonight where we can dedicate time so you can get your questions answered.
Well, I think that's an important point as well, because whilst this is Microsoft Ignite, it is very much about the community. And this is our premier enterprise technology conference. And we couldn't do the work that you and I do every single day at Microsoft without our partners and without ISVs. So, you know, it's not just Microsoft. So it is very much about those partners.
No, absolutely. It's about the partners. And even more importantly, it's about this community. One of the things that I encourage all of our attendees to do, and even if you're watching at home, start linking up together, start networking together. The guys and gals that are here in Chicago are all like-minded like you are. They have seen the things that you have seen, maybe encountered things that you didn't expect, and can provide you with those tips and tricks. And Alex, in that expo hall, we've got some community theaters where actually we brought in members of our community to come in and give talks and sessions. And I'll tell you what, these things, they're notes from the field. If you remember those books from back in the day,
I do.
It's live and in person, 20-minute hits, it's going to be amazing.
And tell me more about those actually, because are they bookable, or how do people sort of know, you know, what's going on those community theaters?
Well, sure, absolutely. If you're here in person, the tool that you want to use is the MyIgnite tool. So myignite.microsoft.com. Of course, we have the mobile application that's available across all three of the major mobile platforms, and you can go in and take a look at those theater sessions. You can filter it, go ahead and add those to your schedule, and just beware, folks, those rooms are a little bit smaller than some of our breakout sessions because they're so short. So you may want to be there early.
And it's important to note that this isn't just the Microsoft speakers. This is very much speakers from across the community as well.
Absolutely. We've actually broken it up into three sections. You're not only going to hear from Microsoft folks, but you're going to hear from some of those partners that we were talking about earlier today, as well as those members of the community that came in and submitted sessions. I was lucky enough to be part of the team to get a look at those sessions. I'll tell you what, it was so difficult to choose. There are so many amazing things that are coming from these folks. This is maybe the next generation of some of the speakers that you could potentially see at a Microsoft event in the future.
Now, I heard a staggering stat yesterday. On that MyIgnite experience and the schedule builder, people can download the calendar invites.
Yes.
And I heard from the team that over 500,000 calendar invites have been downloaded and put on people's calendars.
You know, I hate to say it, but it doesn't surprise me. I've been following along on Yammer. I've been following and answering questions on our Channel 9 forums as well as Twitter. And that was probably the most asked question. When can I get that calendar export? And to hear 500,000,
and it's funny,
staggering.
I think people are putting all of them side by side, and then, you know, they're going to choose, and probably choose on the basis of the keynotes that they're about to watch, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely, and there's more to come. There's more to come. Keep your eye on that schedule.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of keynotes, thank you, Joey. I appreciate your help this morning.
Thanks,
Alex.
I have
just received word that the keynotes are about to begin. Please remember that Joey and I will be right here once the last speaker exits the stage, and we invite you to join us for the keynote post-show, where we will be discussing the keynote with all our speakers and asking them your questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and now we take you live to the main stage for the start of Microsoft Ignite.